Hey you. You are going to be judged sometimes. As a leader, you will undoubtedly be misunderstood. You will say one thing, and sometimes they will hear another thing. You will take a stand, and they may think that you are just too noisy. You will make a decisive choice, and sometimes they may even call you bossy. You will rise to the occasion, and they very well may think that you're an attention seeker. Get used to it. This is what happens when you stick your neck out, when you are a voice for change, when you refuse to succumb to the status quo. Daggers may be flung, words may land heavily, and you may wince with hurt. But you will metabolize that poison because you were built to, because you cannot shrink, because that is what leaders do. They absorb judgment, they take the hit, but above all else, they shine on. Such courage you have to have even have said yes to this. Thank you for your unique and precious light. I hope you feel it in yourself as much as we can all see it in you. Thank you for choosing to expand, a path that is mostly resisted out of fear. Thank you for deciding to rise up out of lower thought forms while others still reside in blame. Thank you for understanding deeply that to see it, first we must believe in it, and not the other way around. They call it magic for a reason. I hope you know that it's allowed to get better, greater, more beautiful. I hope you know that it's about to. I hope you know how divine, worthy, and deserving you are of your desires. I hope that you never question your expansion, but rather expect it, and that you never turn shy in the face of opportunity, joy, abundance, but rather that you righteously receive it. That you never ask, why me, or am I good enough? And instead, that you proclaim, just as Joan of Arc once did, I was motherfucking born for this. Well, I may have added in an extra word there, I'm not going to lie. Thank you for seeing your vision and for identifying with it. And for your continual motion, always forward, always forward. Thank you for your open, collaborative nature, for making yourself available to inspiration and the kind of insight that sparks revolutions. Let's take everybody who's willing to join us somewhere they've never been before. But wait, before we get there, let's acknowledge first and foremost that you're already doing this for you. That you have touched your own life with grace, change, possibility. You did that. It all starts right there, in your heart, in your head, in your home. Thank you for filling your home with love and light. It shines out of you and guides others home too. Thank you for leading us, because no one does it quite like you.